Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there's nothing better than having the company party, everyone drinking probably way too much, and then coming on the radio and telling all the stories the next day on the radio in front
Gossip.
Of everybody. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And so yesterday was our company, Odyssey's company party. So we have like multiple radio stations. We have Y98, and then there's a bunch of other stations like KMOX and 97.1 and Hot 104.1. So all of us get together, and then the sales team and promotions team, and we have a big party. And Alex actually runs the big party. He's the one who finds the place, and it was at Ballpark Village.
Yeah, they put me in charge. You know, I'm all about having a good time, creating a vibe. We used to do drink tickets. Each person would be limited to 2 drinks.
I remember that.
There was no drink tickets last night, people. It was unlimited.
Yeah, we decided to take it up a notch, and we just did unlimited.
Shout out to, there's always the drunk person at the holiday party, and so we have the award we give it up to, drum roll, Carl!
Yeah. Carl Middleman!
From 97.1. Drunkest dude at the party. He literally went, there's all these like Christmas cocktails that they have there, specialty drinks. There must have been 15 on the menu. What was it?
Yeah, there
and
was
shots.
There he was everything. I mean, everything you could think of. And the drinks, each one came in a different
holiday
glass. One came in a leg, like the
lamp.
A leg lamp from A Christmas Story. There was another one that came in like a big Christmas tree. Carl actually wouldn't have been the drunkest because early on he was kind of tucked away in the corner. And he was like, how does it work? You know, we get beer. What do we get here? I said, Carl
was being
try
a cheapo.
Everything on the menu. It's all free, unlimited. Get what you can get.
Wow.
And then he went hard. He ordered every one of them, tried them at least. Not sure he finished all of them, but AB was a close second, not drunkest, but she stayed out with drunk Carl the entire night. You were out partying with him till what time? Like 2 o'clock in the morning?
We were at the party for 5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
And the only reason you left, right, is because you got kicked out.
Yeah, they turned the lights on in the bar. They said, it's time to go.
Wow, you guys closed the bar down.
Yes.
Wow. Didn't you guys play trivia?
We played Christmas trivia. There were 70 questions. I only sat through like 30 of them, and then I went and talked to some other people. But Carl and his little crew did all 70, and they only missed 3 questions.
Well, wow.
And they won.
Drunk Carl.
Drunk Carl.
It's pretty impressive.
With trivia.
I literally don't know how his brain works.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Drunk Carl wins trivia at the whole bar. After the holiday party, crushes it.
And they won $200.
No way!
Yes.
Wow.
I also think it's crazy. I left pretty early. I think I left at like 7. Brett, you left at 7 because it started at 4. And I woke up in the middle of the night and it was like, 11:15 or something, and I see I got a text from AB saying,
still out, partying.
Yeah. Just went through Candy Cane Lane. I'm like, what the hell?
You guys end up going through Candy Cane Lane?
Yeah, because his wife was like, you're not allowed to drive to this Christmas party. I know you have to Uber. So we didn't have a ride home. He was like, can you take me home? And I was like, yeah, I'll drop you off at home. And he lives right by Candy Cane Lane. And he was like, this is my house, but just go ahead and keep going. And I was like, what? And so he ended
Shut
up being
up.
Like,
wow.
We're going to go through Candy Cane Lane. We went through all the streets, saw all the lights.
Did he have a few more drinks on the way?
No, but ready by the time he got in my car, I mean, he was done.
Like, do not throw up. Right. Yeah. Do throw up. I will say this. Classic. The other thing we need to let you know about Carl is he works on a morning show here, so he has to get in at like what time, Kevin?
He's in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go.
He already walked.
I'm pretty sure he's had this. I think he had the same outfit on.
I think
he might be drunk.
He walked into our studio and goes, hey, AB, that was awesome at Candy Cane Lane. I didn't think he still had a drink in his hand.
Wow.
He had one of those Christmas drinks still in his hand. What a legend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he won trivia at $200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was our Christmas party.
What a time.
It was crazy. Alex, you threw a great party. The only person who wasn't there was Kevin.
Yeah, well, because, you know, hey, I'm not a Carl. I can't handle my liquor like that.
Carl.
You guys know, and you guys have been with me when things have gotten bad, and I've peed in a sink. So
Kev did pee in a sink one time.
I did.
At a party we were all at, Kevin was peeing in a sink. Things get crazy at our company parties. We are still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show on Y98 St. Louis.